one fall, I don't remember what year it was, Mama, that it blowed everything we had away, except our house and children.
Ooh.
What year was it? We was making about a bale, and a half cotton to the acre, and it blowed our cotton away. We had two bales together, and what we had on the wagon, it just taken sideboards off and scattered it across the patch like picking the geese, you know. And then it just rolled our fence up as outside, free range, you know, lots of stock out. It just rolled our fence up. Lots of heavy timber around the place, and there wasn't a tree standing higher than the bank, you know. Down there, just twisted off. And our house was left, blowed the barn top off of a barn, and the people all around there where it hit, they just taken their houses and everything, you know. Everything they had just blown up. The Lord spared us. There was trees, big trees, as big as that pine there, blowed right straight over us and landed out in the field.
Where were you?
We was out in the yard.
At Old Barley Young,
I told my wife when I heard it coming, it sounded like four or five motor cars running together, you know. And I said, well, this little old house ain't going to stand. I'd build a new yard, not something a post 2 feet deep around the yard, and I'd just scramble them up in the corner fence. And I thought it'd have a chance. There was leaves blowed into that box house that stuck there for years. Blowed into them, just leaves off of trees. That's the hardest wind, boy, I never seen. And it done funny things. I know down below us there was a man had a wagon sitting out there, and the bed went about a quarter west, and the wagon went about 300 or 400 yards south, taking the bed off. That break on there and towards the side of the wagon bed out and taking it off. And then he picked the wagon up and set it the other way. And that man's house was a log house, and they had a big chimney like that door there, you know, in the middle of the house. Coming out of the house somewhere, and that old man said, every one of his kids went out through that chimney. And that house just crumbled in, I mean, it just taking it a log at a time, taking it away. Blowed it away. And pine trees out there was like that out there, only just slim long. And they just pile them just like that. And they never got a kid crippled. One little old kid over their house blowed away and just broke up like the old one. He stepped on a nail when they got crippled. And one leg, one woman down a little close to us there was picking cotton for Bennyfield. She went over to his house, and they was in one room of the house, and he said, we'd better get in the other room. That's a log. It's a stronger room than this one. And they started to go through the porch. And the porch blowed out from under, and she fell and broke a leg. Taking the porch out, but that room they went in never blowed down. It just blowed the top off the house and down there about even with them and left it.
How about those children that went out through the chimney? Did they get hurt?
Never had a scratch in them. He had 10 kids in that house. Man Harkle had 10 kids. And he had two women and himself. Never one got hurt. I think the Lord spared them to see if they wouldn't do better, don't you? That's the way he's on us, you know. All right, now, what you see?
Well, what do you call a strong cold wind from the north in the winter? When you get snow?
North wind.
Real quick one. Comes up real quickly. Yeah, it's cold and...
They call it a blizzard.
That's what it would be, a blizzard, you know. Don't blow up out.
Comes right quick, you know.
They ever call those northers or northerners down here?
They call them northerners or blizzards or...